Not the only thing I thought, obviously it's a new season, get my head down, work, and just see what happens. I didn't expect this at all. So
the magic of the FA Cup has many effects on people. What it does do is put players from the level you're playing at in the spotlight, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, because we're a small semi-pro club, it does give you that opportunity and that window for people to come and come down and have a look. It's a reason to get bigger teams in to have a look, which is it's good for especially me. Obviously, it's worked and a couple of other lads as well. So now it opened up a big window for us. So
when you get the opportunity then to have a couple of trials at pro clubs, at that point do you start to think this might happen?
You sort of have to just keep your head down and just keep working. You can't get too overexcited. You just have to do what you do best, and that's get your head down and work, and whatever happens, happens. So luckily it's happened for me. So
you have the chance to play for the under-23s, first of all. The trial games, they must take a pretty mental strength as much as anything, mustn't they?
Yeah, it's a different style of football. It's a whole different kettle of fish. Obviously, I'm used to non-league of big, strong lads and stuff like that, and playing a bit of football, but playing percentages, and obviously this is it's a whole different ball game. So I've learnt a lot going and doing these games, that you do get a bit more time to show what you can do, things like that. So it's good. It's been a good learning curve, sharper as well, which is good.
How do you feel now about what Stourbridge have done for you, but also the clubs that you've come through in the last few years as well? What they've done in terms of the grounding for you?
They've all helped me. Everyone that I've been to, so there was Causeway, Redditch and Stourbridge, they all took a punt on me when other teams were like, oh, you haven't quite got the experience yet, you're too young. And all these clubs took a punt on me, so they've all developed me in a different way, and luckily it's paid off.
What's Gary Hackett said to you about the move?
He's happy for me. He's happy for me and my family. He's been tremendous throughout the whole process, from the start of the season all the way through the stressful bits, times where you're down. And that's Gaz, 4D and Cliffy and all the backroom staff at Stourbridge. They've been brilliant for me. So
what have they said to you here? What has Gianfranco Zola said signing you? What does he expect from you? What are his plans for you?
I haven't really had a chance to sit down and have that chat yet. Obviously, speaking to Bealey, he's just said, look, come in. He thinks I've got the right attributes for it. So come in, do your thing, try and progress on, and we'll get you involved with the first team as quick as we can and when we feel you're ready. So I suppose he's just given me the opportunity. Now it's up to me to go and do the business. So
it's players who actually pick the team, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. You pick it for yourself, don't you? So I'm sure if I get that chance, I'll grasp it.
They brought you on the strength of what you did at Stourbridge.
Yeah.
Presumably, those strengths are what attracted the manager and the staff here. So you don't want to change too much, I wouldn't have thought.
No, I don't really need to change my game on it. At Stourbridge, the league we was playing, you don't get a chance to play much football. So I can do the nitty and gritty. The only other thing was just playing with the ball. And obviously, here there's nicer pitches. You get that bit more time. We've got more, like, the players around you all want you to pass the ball. So I haven't got to change my game because I've always been able to do that. I've just now can just bring it into play now as well as my other stuff, but obviously defending first and foremost. So
what are you bringing? I mean, for those that don't know you and haven't seen you play, what are you bringing to Birmingham?
I'd like to think I'm tall. I can jump high, so I'm good in the air at both ends, attacking and defending. I'd say I've got a bit of pace for centre half. I'm young, I'm like athletic, I'm enthusiastic, so I'm willing to do that extra run that other people won't do. So I'm just hungry for it, really.
Desire's a key thing. You've got the desire to be successful at the pro level.
That's it, yeah. Like, this is obviously, I've always wanted this, and being a Blues fan, there's nothing better than coming down here and getting it done. So I'll work hard to get where I need to be.
What about the lads? You've met them. How have they treated you?
First time I've actually met the lads today. But now they seem like a really good group of lads. Everyone was welcoming. Like, I had a text off Paul Robinson to say, look, welcome last night and stuff. So, and I look forward to working with them all. They all seem a good group of lads and I'm looking forward to it.
Have they talked about the initiation yet?
No, I don't know what happens there. I'm not sure.
Hope you're a good singer.
All right, okay. I'm going to have to pull some karaoke ones out the air.
Good luck at the club.
Cheers.